And now, from Ed Gein to the YouTube sensation, the angriest man in the world.
The Winnebago Concepts and Engineering Departments have developed a multifunctional bathroom, privacy, I don't even I'm reading. I wonder what the real dialogue is. All of the windshield for sake. Oh, right, what the did I say? That didn't sound for did it? Trying to give these guys everything they can get to me. That's it. Oh, oh, don't slam the fucking door. No more.
Just a sampling of the YouTube sensation dubbed the angriest man in the world, or in kinder terms, the Winnebago man. Named because these rantings come from the outtakes of a 1980s Winnebago industrial film. It only runs about 3 minutes, but this YouTube video has been seen by over 20 million people. One of those viewers was a young man named Ben Steinbauer. Ben found the video so mesmerizing that he decided to find the angriest man in the world and make a film about him. Enter Jack Rebney, the now 81-year-old Winnebago man, living as a hermit in California. And Strange Champ spoke with Ben and Jack after the release of Ben's film, called simply The Winnebago Man. So why did he make this film? Ben says you have to look to another YouTube sensation first. Maybe the greatest YouTube sensation of them all, the Star Wars kid.
It's a clip of a 15-year-old student in Canada who films himself at his high school swinging this golf ball retriever as if he were in the movie Star Wars. And he's going at it with this sort of reckless abandon that is just hilarious, but also very touching. And so he leaves this piece of footage in his school's camera, and some friends, I guess, in quotes, some classmates of his, discover the tape and they post it online, and it just catches fire. Millions of people see it all over. It's on the Colbert Report. It kind of becomes this phenomenon. And as a result, this poor boy had to go into psychiatric care. I mean, he literally had a breakdown as a result of this exposure. And I was watching this case just fascinated with the idea that we now have these sort of digital reputations that we can't live down. For example, no matter what that poor boy goes on to do with his life, he will forever be known as the Star Wars kid.
And so is that the point at which you began wondering about Jack himself and what effect his sudden YouTube sensation was doing to him?
Yeah, so around that time, I start to think, wow, you know, I wonder what the star of my favorite one of these clips, I wonder how he's dealing with this same type of notoriety. And so I started to do this very basic research, and it very quickly became like trying to find Bigfoot, where there were sort of these rumored sightings, and people were sort of talking in hushed, reverent tones about meeting this person 20 years ago, but they've never seen him since, and that set me on my way.
Jack, am I right that your life had long since moved on? I mean, the Winnebago video project from which the outtakes came was a very small chapter that you must have felt you'd long ago put behind you.
You used the term chapter. It wasn't a chapter. It was a phrase. It was the work of a moment. It was nothing. And the interesting part in regard to what Ben has said and the intimation, whatever happened to this guy, whatever happened to me, was that I never gave it a second thought. It never, ever occurred to me. I got a call from a friend of mine, and he said, have you pulled yourself up on the internet lately? And I said, what for? What do I care? What, I'm going to look at somebody that with a broken arm? It's irrelevant to me. And he said, well, you got to do this. And I said, okay. And so I did. And here I am, using this incredible array of Anglo-Saxonese terminology, which has become my standard, as it were. And I talked to him, and I said, where did this come? What is this? This is crazy. This is insane. Well, it finally dawned on me, and of course the story is as simple as it is on its face. These sweet little people down at the editing booth of where we did the edit on those marketing videos concluded that what they would do is they would take the outtakes, put them together, and they would have something that they could have fun with. There you are. That's it. Never, ever thought of it. Completely irrelevant to me.
I want to talk a bit about the relationship between the two of you. Ben, it took quite a bit of work and dedication for you to track Jack down in the first place, so you must have built him up in your mind quite a bit. Was he like what you were expecting?
No, not at all. And for those of you who haven't seen the movie, that's one of the bigger story beats at the very beginning, is that it takes me a long time. I have to end up hiring a private investigator, actually, to find Mr. Rebney, because it turns out he's a hermit living on top of a mountain in Northern California, where he's been effectively off the grid for, what, Jack, about 15 years?
Yeah, about.
Yeah, and so I had to track him down, and it took a really long time. So when I did finally go meet him, he presented this very staid and very balanced and calm persona, and I was amazed. I just thought, wow, this guy has, you know, seclusion has been very good to him. He's up here clearly meditating and, you know, reading the, you know, throwing the I Ching and, you know, communing with the stars or something, and just being very relaxed.
Jack, what about that vibe? Because you do come across in that first meeting as this very mellow mountain man with a Zen vibe. You later called Ben up and told him that was all an act. Was it?
Well, yes, because here's this young man who comes walking in with the equipped with all of his cameras and his crew and what have you, and he has the audacity to think that he's going to make this film in regard to me. And, of course, the first thing that I do is look back at history, and I say to myself, okay, categorize this kid. Where's he going? What has he got in his mind? How is this all going to pan out? What can I do to have it become something that I might wish it to be? And obviously, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to play Mary Poppins for him till I understand where he's going, what he really has in mind. And upon finding that, then it comes to me, of course, okay, fine. If the kid really wants to do this, then let's get down to hard cases. I'm not Mary Poppins. I'm Genghis Khan.
Well, so were you concerned that here's this kid coming to invade your life and that, in fact, he wants to use you? He wants to use this, you know, negligible moment in your life to make a film.
When you get into the film, if you remember correctly, ultimately somebody says something and lights my fire. And what do I tell them? I tell them, hey, if you don't like it, pack up and get out.
There were a few
so
other words in there.
Using
that's the censored version, yeah.
That's the public radio version.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's it, you got it. No, I didn't feel used, I didn't feel abused, I didn't feel anyone was taking advantage of me, because there was no advantage to be had if whomever was watching this actually began to get down to the hard cases. And Ben struck on it just a moment ago. It is that viewer, ultimately, always. I don't know how many theaters that we've been in and had the people come by, and there's some of them are laughing, some of them are crying, but every one of them comes up to you and says, boy, is that honest. That's us, isn't it? That is really where we are as a group, as a people. And it is. And because nobody's trying to shuck and jive anybody. All it is what happened. And that to me, of course, is the brilliance that Ben showed in being able to put together a film where he knew that what he had was all he had to do was take the cap off the camera and say, let's do something.
You were talking about the kind of memes that run through the film. I guess I'm wondering, what do you want viewers to come away from the film thinking about? Is one of the things you want people to think about the story of generational rapprochement?
Well, I think I would, and I did not have this in mind as I was making the film, but now that we've been showing it around the world for the last year and a half, I think one of the maybe universal things about the film is that, you know, we all have these new ways to communicate suddenly. YouTube is less than 6 years old, and we have things like Facebook and Twitter that are fundamentally changing the way that we communicate. And while it's incredibly exciting that we can all network and know what people are doing on any given moment, you know, across any and multiple platforms, this technology that was designed to bring us together is in effect physically keeping us apart in front of our computers and on our phones. And I think one of the things that people respond to in this story is that this is a clip that you sort of get to walk into, so to speak. You break the fourth wall and go beyond the just seeing this on a computer screen or knowing this person from a 3-minute outtakes clip to really having a relationship with this person and going and physically befriending them. So, I mean, it sounds highfalutin to say that I hope that this new technology does enable more of these type of relationships. And I certainly, that was not my agenda in making the film, but you know, that's what's happened as a result. And we sort of, my producing team and I laughingly refer to the film now as a cross between Tuesdays with Maury and My Dad Says, right? And it really has become this sort of like this kind of mentor relationship. And I'm so gratified to say that I have an 81-year-old blind hermit on speed dial as a great friend of mine as a result of making the film.
Ben Steinbauer is the director of the documentary film The Winnebago Man. Jack Rebney is known as the angriest man in the world, a.k.a. The Winnebago Man. And Strange Champ spoke with him. Here's a little more of that now infamous YouTube clip.
Man, why don't I say it f***ing right? What does the damn line say, Tony? What is the damn line? I don't give a shit what the line is. I f***ed up the word rear. I can't even read the f***ing B.O. straight. What the f*** was that? We got flies all over the place. Son of a... Get out of here, you flies. There's a fly over the headlight, Tony. We got flies coming for us. Out of here, flies. We got three flies. Five flies. Get out of here, you...